March 6th is town meeting day for most towns and cities in Vermont. In Burlington, the state's largest city, that means residents will go to the polls to vote for mayor, city council, and several other measures. This week, we've heard from the three candidates running for mayor, and you can find those interviews at vpr.net. Now, to break down the rest of the Burlington ballot, I'm joined by VPR reporter Liam Elder Connors. Hi, Liam.
Hello, Henry.
So first, let's look at the city council. 8 of the 12 seats are up for election this year. How might this election change the makeup of the city council?
Well, the council's made up of Democrats, progressives, there's a few independents, a Republican, and also a person that's a progressive and a Democrat. And in Burlington, though, people don't always vote along party lines, so it's hard to say that, you know, if the Democrats win a bunch of seats that they'll, you know, be in total control of everything and be able to dictate the agenda. But, you know, it's still important to note who is in what political party. And in this year's race, only 3 races are uncontested, so the incumbents in those races will likely stay in their seats. And there's only 1 open seat. And the Progs are definitely looking to make some inroads this year. They're challenging the 2 Democrats and the independent that are running for re-election. Republicans are also looking to pick up a seat that would raise their number on the council from 1 to 2. But really, in any election, it comes down to who shows up to vote. And especially in local elections, when there's not huge turnouts, it really could just matter, you know, a couple, you know, 10 or a dozen people that show up to vote.
So you spoke to all the candidates that are running for city council this year. What are the main issues that they're focused on?
A big theme I heard about was affordability, and that's been coming up in the mayoral race. That's coming up across the board in the city. A lot of people talking about affordability and how much it costs to live in Burlington. A lot of talk about how much it costs to buy a house or to rent in Burlington.
That it's really not affordable for a lot of people.
Exactly. So all the city council candidates were talking about how that was something that they hope to address with the council in the coming term. Development was another big issue. How should the city grow, develop? How should they be going about, you know, making changes in the city? And another issue that kind of was related to development in some ways specifically was Memorial Auditorium and what was going to be done with that space. There's some structural issues with that building, and the city needs to do a lot of work.
And just to be clear, this was a sort of gathering space for many years, and it's now been closed for the last few. Is that right?
Exactly. Yeah. In 2016, the city moved all of the programming that was in there out.
So let's look at the rest of the ballot. There are a few questions for voters that could influence city policy, starting with, as in many communities, the school budget. What's in that proposal this year?
The school budget this year raises the per pupil spending by 0.8%, which does not sound like a lot. But just because of what's going on partially at the state level, the increase in property taxes could go up to almost 8%, which seems like a lot. And the district says, though, that, you know, there's really not too much they can do about that. They said if they were to level fund the budget, the property tax increase would still be about 7%.
And a few other items are on the ballot as well that voters will have a say on this year, right?
Exactly. There's a bond to fund infrastructure projects. There's also a question asking if Burlington should be part of a regional emergency dispatch center with other Chittenden County towns. And what this would do would create one place where a number of towns in Chittenden County would be able to pool emergency dispatch resources. So 911 calls would all come into that one place and dispatchers would operate out of that one center instead of, you know, in individual towns. And so that's a question that's on other town ballots in Chittenden County as well.
So like other communities, Burlington also has a few advisory questions on the ballot. And these are sort of non-binding things, right, that urge elected officials to do something, but doesn't actually require them to do that. For Burlington, there's a question urging action on climate change. There's one urging a funding for affordable housing, and then one on the basing of F-35 fighter jets at Burlington's airport. What's that question about?
Right. So that question would advise the council to oppose the basing of F-35 fighter jets at the Burlington airport. What that opposition could mean is a little unclear. The council, if they decided they wanted to oppose it, they could send a communication to the Air National Guard or their Department of Defense asking them to not send the F-35s here. But this question really goes back to a contentious debate over these jets and whether or not they should be based in Burlington. The Air Force wants to put them here, but there's a strong contingent of people that say the jets are going to be way too loud for the area and that they would make certain places really unlivable because of how loud the jets would be overhead. But the Vermont Air National Guard says that the jets are going to be coming and they've been preparing for the arrival.
Liam Elder Connors, thanks so much.
You bet.